Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now it's the time to get hold of your calendars for 2026. Every year, one that catches the eye of the culture watchers in particular is the annual nearly raunchy Irish Farmers Calendar. It's touted as containing 100% Irish beef. Basically, young lads from around the country have gone shirtless for every month of the year. Two of the calendar boys are with us on the line. They are David Quinn and Kevin Ward. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Hello, hello, hello. David Quinn, I'll come to you first of all. What part of the world are you in, David?
Gort in South Galway.
Gort in South Galway. And what kind of farm are you on?
Well, we're a tillage farm here at home. The family have a kind of wholesale and retail and fruit and veg. So I got thrown onto the farm side. So we do a lot of the production ourselves. Cabbage, collie, broccoli, sprouts for the Christmas, all that kind of thing.
Oh, sprouts for the Christmas. And any animals at all on the farm? No, it's all veg.
The brother's fond of a few sheep, but that's about it.
That would be for the land that doesn't grow the veg very well, I presume. The sheep look after that.
Exactly.
Okay, so you're flat out this time of the year. And Kevin Ward, you're not in Gort in County Galway, where are you?
I'm in Tyrone, County Tyrone.
Family farm in Tyrone, yeah. What's
family
what,
farm,
what
yeah.
kind of farm? Who's working on that?
So myself and my father, it's just cattle and sheep, so we have. So it's just calving and sucklers and all that kind of stuff. And then lambing and all that there, so it's busy enough, yeah.
And come here, you have another job as well, Kevin.
I do, yes. I work for social housing, so I do. So it's
social housing in the north, yeah.
In the north, aye. So it's flat out.
Is it? You're a surveyor?
I'm a surveyor. I'm a building surveyor, yeah. So it's building surveying and farming just, and it keeps me going just, so it does, so.
God, yeah, more than keeps you going, you must be an animal for work.
I kept going. I'm lucky now to come into the summertime to get the long evenings again, like the dark evenings, you know yourself.
A long way away.
Oh, no.
I have no memory of summer. Come here to me, David, how did you get involved with this calendar?
Well, it was actually a recommendation by my sister-in-law, so I was just after kind of started competing in amateur bodybuilding at the time, and funny enough, she was actually a customer of the calendar the last couple of years, and she just kind of said to me, you should be well used to taking your shirt off by now, have a go, so we were sitting down having a cup of tea, and we filled in the form, and that was it.
That was it. And so you were you feeling more body confident than you might have been before the bodybuilding?
I wouldn't have done the calendar without it.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of, I was never really, confidence wasn't my thing. I'm not really sure it is either yet, but slowly but surely brought me out of the shell a little bit.
Because I've seen the calendar, you're a fit man now at this stage. You must be confident in yourself.
You'll be getting a little bit better every time, but it doesn't happen overnight.
How much training have you done and over how many years?
Bodybuilding, it's a relatively new thing. It's only kind of the last 2 years, but
is it?
Up to 5 years ago. But I was 19 stone weight.
Were you really?
I was never a thin man, so kind of just got into the losing weight, and very lucky at the time I met the right men and to start training me, Derek Curley there in Elevate Gym in Galway, and just kind of took off and fell in love with it. Then from there on in.
And you're able to juggle it with the farm work and the dedication to the gym.
It's a fine balance, kind of get to. How would I put it? Kind of, I hit the gym first thing in the morning, so I'd be in the gym six in the morning, and home out on the farm, ready to go 8:30, 9:00, start into it.
And a long day on the farm.
There's never a short one, kind of, no more than Kevin knows. I'm the opposite of Kevin. The short evenings suit me, because at least when it gets dark, I'm done.
And Kevin?
The summer is my curse.
Kevin, in terms of, you had to take your shirt off for the calendar, what was your body confidence like?
Oh, I had no body confidence at all. I started the gym there and back home, United Fitness, with a fella called Shane Murphy, and after that there, was there for about over a year, and then obviously in the farm and whatnot, I took my top off for a TikTok video regarding farming and all kind of stuff, and it just went from there. And the next thing then, I spoke to the farmer calendar, Shanna, and the rest is history, and I was just on it now. So Yeah, so no, happy enough, like.
TikToking shirtless on a farm will get you onto this calendar, I'd imagine. Are you mad into the gymming now as well, Kevin?
Yeah, I do a few high rocks and a few runs and whatnot too. Yeah.
The high rocks is very intense, isn't it? That's where
it's
competitive.
It's so intense. Yeah, we do that on a Wednesday evening now in the gym, like just as a team, and then we go out to different places, like I've done just ones around our county, like so. Mm-hmm. It's good, like it's good, and it's a good way of chatting to people, and you know, it's just I really enjoy it, like so. I do.
You're throwing medicine balls and stuff in the air, are you? What goes on in High Rocks?
Yes, High Rocks, there's skier, throwing medicine balls, running, 1K, coming back. There's just so many different sled pulls.
Pulling the sledge. Oh, yeah. Jeez, that looks like a rough one.
Yeah, it's tough. It's definitely tough. But, hey, it's really good and it's good for me too. Like, you know, that takeaway, it keeps me in shape.
Very good.
So, definitely.
David is more into the benching now, I'd say. Are you, David? What are you up to now? What can you deadlift? Don't pretend this isn't all. No. This isn't all you're thinking about every day.
No, I was just there as you're talking about the high rocks and the 1 kilometer runs. I actually had to go at relatively recently. I didn't last long. they're a different breed than Tyrone. Like.
Tyrone is different.
Different breed altogether.
They might do a bit of slagging when you've got a medicine ball midair. That's what they'll do. Well, they know in Galway. But come here, David. The gymming people will be wondering what weights are you now? What can you bench press?
Relatively not that strong, only about 140.
140? Is that not massive? That's 140 kilos.
Yeah.
You don't think that's very much, okay? As I struggle to lift my cup of coffee in the morning. Listen, this was good crack, wasn't it? The photo shoot. Where did it happen, by the way?
North Valley Park, down in Kilkenny.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, this is David. Is in the same place. David, you tell us.
North Valley Park in Kilkenny there.
Okay.
And actually, just to mention them as well, they were fantastic there, which was on the day. They had someone going around and doing their best to get the animals to work with us and things like that. So best we give them a big thank you as well now, actually, while we're at it.
Yes. Are you handling animals in your photos, David?
We were, yeah. We all kind of had the real stars of the calendar, as I'm calling them since, but I think I was there trying to pet a pig and
there's a fella lying down with a pig in a room, but it's not one of ye.
No, that's the mighty Kenny. That was probably the fishiest of all of us, I think, but
and I gather
we were kind of there. There was the alpacas, there were sheep, there was absolutely everything there. There was a lock of ducks and
and shirtless farmers.
No,
perfectly normal day.
Another Tuesday.
Kevin, I gather you were kind of nervous, weren't you, because you probably thought they were more confident around you than the other lads. And when it comes to suddenly taking off your shirt in front of a cameraman, it's a different prospect altogether.
Yeah, definitely. Me especially with the ginger hair, the pale skin, like... all these boys are coming up pure strong, all built, and it's just me. I was like, oh dear, definitely. But yeah, so the top then just came off and everybody just seemed confident and they're all like, no, you look all right. So I was like, happy days, happy enough, like,
yeah, you know yourselves. No fake tan then?
Yeah. No fake tan. Definitely not for me. Definitely not for me.
Oh, definitely not for you. You're kind of hinting that it was for somebody else.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, no, just for me and my complexion, yes, you know, that type of way, the pale skin and ginger hair.
Not advised. Come here, Kevin, you're raising money, aren't you, for a charity close to your heart?
Yes, hemochromatosis there in the south and also the north. Just a condition that I have is just you have too much iron in your blood.
Yeah.
It's just really showing awareness. And, you know, it's called the Celtic curse. Really? Many people have it. Many Irish people have it too. Like, so it's just you feel that you have no energy. You're constantly tired. And then obviously I went to the hospital and they diagnosed me with that. So it was just literally going to the hospital on a Wednesday evening, getting blood tests, and then on a Saturday then removing a litre of blood. There's no real cure for it. That is the cure. That is just, you just have to continue that there until your levels go low, if you know what I mean.
How often?
Go even lower than they are.
How often do you have to have blood removed?
I was going there Well, I'm on a wee break here now at the minute, but I was going there for maybe 5-6 weeks.
Really?
And then you get a wee break and then you start again. Mm-hmm. So it's every 3 months they contact me and ask me to come back in. So it is, as I call it, a curse. It is an absolute curse. So it is, but it has to be done, because if it's not, if you don't get the blood removed, it can cause issues with your organs.
Too much iron.
You know, too much iron, like it can cause that there. So it's very important to get it done. Like, I was diagnosed very early in life.
Yeah.
And they advised me that I've been a lot later in life. Usually people will be diagnosed with it, but unfortunately, I was diagnosed a wee bit. I was diagnosed when I was 23. But my mother and father, they're carriers, and my sisters, they're carriers, but I'm the one that has it.
You're the one who has to have the blood removed every now and again. So you're going in twice a week during those stretches when you have to have it removed. Are you able to do your training and your work when that's going on?
Yeah. Like, as I say, like, going to the gym and all has really helped me, like, only for it. Like, you know, before I wasn't going to the gym.
Right.
And the gym has just changed my life completely, like, to be honest with you, out in the farm too. Like, you know, keeping yourself going, keeping moving has really helped me. I just keep at it, you know, that type of way.
Yeah.
It's best just to keep at it, like. So, yeah, so that's really my charity here, and also showing awareness.
Hemochromatosis. And David, you are supporting a local charity over in Galway.
Yes, I picked the Bluebell House here in Gort, the local cancer support group.
They're great local community charities, aren't they? They generally arrange lifts and, you know, a way to get people to their cancer treatment, isn't it, if they're living in rural areas and so on?
Well, that's a big part of what they do, so it is. But even that, it's kind of what they have here in Gort, which I think is absolutely fantastic. Even when you come back from your treatment, you can stay there in the house in Gort for a couple of while, sit down, cup of tea till you kind of recover, build up your strength again, and then they drop you home. It's little things like that, as you know. Yeah. Kind of one of the things about cancer, and it's not really spoken about, is the actual disease itself is only kind of half the battle. It's the it's just the fact that someone's there with you, sits with you, chats with you. Kind of you're not essentially just going back into the house and slumping yourself down on the chair, which is you're not alone, which is a major thing.
That's a lovely thing to support. Well, I know you're both busy. I presume you have your gymming done today already, David.
Aye, first thing this morning.
Do you eat just vegetables then for the rest of the day, or do you have to have 14 chicken breasts? How do you get through all of this exercise?
Veg.
You're looking at veg. So are the sprouts, by the way, are they harvested and done now yet?
I'm actually sitting here in the middle of the field now on the tractor talking to you.
Looking out in a field of Brussels sprouts.
Looking out in a field of sprouts. I'm actually looking at a brother here. He's waving at me to hurry on for you. But he can wait.
Take your shirt off. He'll know what you're up to. He's off that bloody calendar again. You're harvesting them then today?
Yeah, harvesting today, tomorrow, literally all the way up to next Sunday there.
Wow, so that field, the sprouts you're looking at, they'll be on plates now in a week's time. What are you at today, Kevin?
I'm just working here. I'm working from home here today, and then I'm just going to the farm here shortly now at lunchtime, and then gym then this evening at 6 o'clock. So
non-stop.
All go.
It's all go. Listen, thanks a million for chatting to us, to the two of you, David Quinn and Kevin Ward, and a happy Christmas to the pair of you. And the calendar, same to you. Farmercalendar.com is the place to go when people are contacting us with phones and tablets now. It's nice to have a calendar on the wall in the kitchen where you can write down the things. I'll pick up one of these fellas' calendars for the wife, of course, says that message. David and Kevin, good luck, Slán.
Thanks for
Oliver at rte.ie.